This is a Minnesota-based Waterboy. Help me out here.
Yeah, shout out to my guys, Atmosphere. It's a rap group out of Minnesota.
Triple E says his favorite band since he was 16.
It's pretty big around my generation. Yep.
Triple E says a lot of stuff.
I try to keep up. I did not get the Atmosphere memo. I'm on it. I'm on it. You hear about the new restaurant on the moon, Paulie? Great food, no Atmosphere.
Right? Hold on. Let me get you one. Okay, there you go.
Live from Minnesota, where apparently they have a football mecca with gigantic, beautiful fields and nice people. And
ooh, that's appealing.
We should all move to Minnesota like nice Matt Maiocco people. Is.
That's a good concept.
Matty Maiocco, good morning. How's Minnesota?
Minnesota is very nice. The weather is good. No mosquitoes. No rain. It's supposed to be, I think earlier today they said like a 60% chance of rain, but they're about an hour into practice here today, and so I'm over watching the defense right now. They're about ready to get going again between periods. But no, all's well here.
Awesome, man. And so the first everybody talks about the joint practices mean more than the games. And even Kittle said it yesterday. So if that's the case, how did Trey Lance do in his first joint practice?
Yeah.
I thought he did okay. I mean, it wasn't perfect. Wasn't, you know, a flaming disaster. No, I thought it was just kind of probably what you would expect. And right now I'm watching the defense. So that was yesterday. I was watching the offense. I haven't seen what's going on over there today. But watching the defense, the 49ers defense, their front is really getting pressure on Kirk Cousins. A lot of Nick Bosa, a lot of Charles Omenihu, guys like Kamoko Ture is getting in there as well. And the 49ers defense is kind of chippy. So the Vikings, apparently how they practice is very, even when they have the pads on, it's very non-contact-ish. You know, they don't even really wrap. They don't thud. 49ers are, you know, they thud, they wrap. And when they're practicing against another team, they're not totally averse to like throwing the guy on the ground as well. And so the Vikings have taken exception to that. And so a little bit of scuffling going on earlier today, but 49ers defense looks pretty good.
I see you tweeted out that Dre Greenlaw and Dalvin Cook had a little skirmish, huh?
Yeah, and there's some other – thought after every play here, except for that one, I think they're going to call – nope, no flag on Fred Warner for defensive holding. I'm giving the full-on play-by-play of practice.
Thank you. Yes.
After every play, there's a few Vikings who are like, dude, you know, chill. That's not how we practice. And 49ers are like, you know, F you, this is how we practice. So
well, the deal with the Panthers and the Patriots had a huge brawl that spilled into the crowd. And so none of that, though, right?
That thing was crazy, yeah.
Well, I mean, if you've ever seen the Minnesota Media Corps, I might not be able to, like, wrestle them and do anything good once we get on the mat, but I think I can outrun them.
Getting your drift. The Minnesota State Fair, we'll have to talk about this. You and Cam going to Target Field to give them the preview, because I'm going to be there next week to see the Giants, but I'm going to go to the Minnesota State Fair, too. And based on the food that's there at the State Fair, goodness. I think I know what you're talking about in terms of, you know, heft.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. You might want to have one of those deep-fried chocolate-covered Twinkies. You know, that would be
apparently
that might be the state.
Always been afraid of those. I've had my eye on those forever, but I'm afraid, Matty, to take that step. But the cholesterol, it just scares me. Yeah.
No, I agree. I think that, you know, maybe do it with a Metamucil chaser. I don't know.
Totally.
I don't know what to.
And maybe an IV.
Kind of clean you out.
I'll let you know how it goes. All right, Matty, Deshaun Watson, 11 games. Yeah. How does this affect the 49ers?
I just saw that, and maybe a little bit too early for me to give you what I think. But, you know, maybe the 49ers can cook up something with the Browns on this. But I almost think that because the cuts to 53 are on August 30th, and what is today? Today's like the 18th. So we're talking 12 days. So any team that wants him, what are you going to give up to get a 12-day head start on getting someone? I would think if the Browns are interested, and I'm not sure why they wouldn't be, because of their situation, wouldn't you just kind of go, okay, let's bring him in here on August 31st, let's go with Jacoby Brissett for sure for the first 2 weeks. And then if things aren't working, you know, Garoppolo, we could turn to him to save the season and kind of keep the team afloat until Deshaun Watson gets up to speed and can play the final, whatever that is, 5 or 6 games of the year. So I still have a really difficult time believing the 49ers can trade Jimmy Garoppolo because we're so late into training camp. But where he ends up, that's another question. You know, where Jimmy can pretty much decide among the teams that want him where he wants to go, and whether that's Cleveland or Seattle or whatever. At this point, it's still very much a mystery.
So if indeed that's the deal, he just gets released and that's it. Is that a total fail by the 49ers?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what they could have done other than kept him healthy last year. I mean, I don't know what they could have done differently. So I don't know how it would have been a fail, because who's going to trade for an injured quarterback?
Yeah.
You know, and a guy who's has a shoulder surgery and a 4-month rehab, who's going to take that on? So I don't know that it's a fail on the 49ers part. It certainly isn't the way they had this thing, you know, scheduled or, you know, penciled out in December and January. And I don't think there's any question he would have been traded by the start of the new league year in March, mid-March, had he been healthy. But, I mean, I never thought that a team would trade for him without a fully clean bill of health. And then by the time he did get the clean bill of health, training camp had already started, and teams are going, okay, what are we trading for? We're trading for getting him a couple of weeks earlier than what we could have gotten, you know, if we just waited. So I don't know. I just think it's circumstances. You know, Garoppolo, he's the one who opted for the surgery, and he did something that he thought was in his best interest. But let's face it, I mean, he didn't help himself out either, because right now he continues to twist in the wind, not knowing where he's going to be when the season starts.
Good stuff. Matt Maiocco checking in on the Deshaun Watson 11-game suspension. It's more likely that Jimmy will just be released on August 30th, et cetera. By the way, if he does get released on August 30th and they free up that money, what does that do for them in the short term? Anything?
Nothing. Nothing in the short term. But what it does is unused salary cap money can carry over from 1 year to the next. So then that money goes to Deebo Samuel's rising cap figure. It goes to Eric Armstead's rising cap figure, Trent Williams, George Kittle, Fred Warner, as well as signing Nick Bosa to a long-term extension down the road, probably a year from now. So that money does nothing really to help the team this year, but it does help them. Ooh, geez, that was a big hit there. And
who hit who?
No fisticuffs. It was your guy from UCLA, Knight.
Oh, right? Quantrez Knight. Yeah, he can play.
Yeah, he just hit KJ Osborne. But, you know, it's a 2-minute drill, so the Vikings just got right up and kept going.
Maddie,
so
we could hear that crowd reaction through the phone. We could actually hear the crowd react.
Yeah, you might have been able to hear the actual popping of the pads, too.
Quantrez Knight doing Chip Kelly proud. All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Laying some wood out there. UCLA, known for its defense, not in the last several years. But he was a good player. He was. So, well, there he is in an NFL camp.
So heard me describe, he can hit. The question with him is, can he cover at this level? So my guess is they keep him around on the practice squad. But, you know, I would be surprised if he makes a 53, man.
That'd be cool if he made the practice squad, considering, I mean, he wasn't like a huge prospect coming out. But anyway, that's a story for another day. Hey, you mentioned Trent Williams in your list of money, and that leads us to the O-line.
Your guy just got a sack there coming off the edge, too.
Okay, Montrez Knight having a hell of a practice
so far.
You heard it here first.
Q Knight. QK, baby. Let's go. QK. Trent Williams is part of the O-line, and that seems to be right now, if you had to pick a negative.
Yeah.
That's it. The McGlinchey injury, Trey Lance getting pressured at practice. I mean, this is going to be the story, huh, the O-line?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, as far as when you're looking at, you know, what could potentially derail the season, and I would say, you know, it's probably Trey Lance, and is he ready? And the offensive line, Are they ready? Will they ever be ready? But, you know, having watched the 49ers offense yesterday, and by the way, Drake Jackson just got in there. He's had a nice practice. I'll say this. Watching the 49ers offense yesterday and watching the 49ers defense today, I'll say that the Vikings quarterbacks are under far more pressure than what Trey Lance had to put up with yesterday. So if I don't know the storylines of the Vikings season, but the 49ers defensive front is doing a number on the Vikings pass protection.
That's obviously music to 49er fans' ears. We know about Nick Bosa and Eric Armstead. Is Eric Armstead, I know he's back practicing, but is he in the scrimmage?
No, he's not practicing. He's at practice. He's doing stuff on the side. He's doing individual stuff, but they didn't want to have him out there with all these bodies flying around and a situation where, you know, a controlled scrimmage, you know, not a controlled practice like you can control a practice when it's your own teammates. So he's not practicing, but on schedule to be out there on the field far, far in advance of the season opener.
Well, getting back to the D-line pressure, then who's, other than Bosa, who's playing well?
I mean, take your pick. You know, put up a depth chart and throw a dart.
No kidding. Wow.
I mean, Drake Jackson looks good. I think Kevin Givens looks good. Kamoko Ture looks good. Yeah, and then, you know, the big guys, Hassan Ridgeway is out there right now. That he's just a kind of a big body in the middle of the line, as is Javon Kinlaw. And Kinlaw, I'm sure you saw the video from a fan yesterday. You know, he had a really good rep. And who is that? Let's say, hey, there's your guy with an interception.
Dude, your guy's all over the place.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, wait.
I'm sorry. The side judge just came in and said incomplete.
But still, a PBU, baby. PBU.
Okay.
Yeah. Get him a PBJ for that PBU. Yeah.
Absolutely. No, that was.
I can already read tomorrow's stories from the beat writers. It was Quantrez Knight Day at practice.
Quantrez Knight having the practice of his life.
All right, Quantrez.
Doing it for the Bruins, baby, who otherwise have nothing going on other than one of the easiest schedules they've ever had. So they're going to start like 6-0, and everybody's going to get excited. Then they'll finish like 6-5. Hey, back to the O-line. Is it McGlinchey? What's the update and status? What has Kyle or anybody told you guys about his status?
Well, you know, he's having this irritation in his knee. It's, as I understand it, it's not connected to the surgery, but it's in that vicinity. They're taking it easy with him. He's here. I'm looking at him over there. He's not, you know, suited up for practice, but you know, the hope and the expectation is, you know, that he'll be ready to go in, you know, sooner than later. The good news from that standpoint is, one guy that a couple of weeks ago, or about less than a week ago, I guess it was, talking to Chris Furster, the offensive line coach, and the one guy he singled out is really making strides and having a good camp is Colton McKivitz. So McKivitz, worst-case scenario, would slide over to right tackle. So it sounds like, you know, they would be okay. You know, at least the feeling is they'd be okay with McKivitz at right tackle and, you know, still be, you know, the quickest path to the quarterback is center, right guard, left guard, and that's where the 49ers, I don't think they feel like they have issues, but you, me, and everybody else believes that because we just don't know these guys. You know, we don't know how Spencer Burford's going to play, how Jake Brendel's going to play, how Aaron Banks is going to play. So they feel confident in the guys they have because they know them pretty well, which I guess can either cloud your vision one way or the other. But for the rest of us, they're all kind of unknowns because we've never seen them do it at this level. So, you know, those would be the issues that, you know, we talked about on the offensive line.
All right, Maddie, back to your Quantrez Knight practice and back to your Minnesota. Oh, by the way, how's Target Field?
Target Field's really nice. Yeah, it's a very nice facility. I can sit down and give you the pros and cons later, but right now I'm just so fixated on Quantrez Knight, and I think there might be like a ticker tape parade when everybody
comes
back to the Bay Area for maybe like Quantrez Knight Day. I mean, this was something else. It's Thursday, August, is it 17th?
18th.
Quantrez Knight Day.
There it is. Some people have like National Ice Cream Day, National Roller Coaster Day.
We got Quantrez Day happening.
National Quantrez Night
Day. I'm on board, too.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Last one for you on the way out. Is it just Sudfeld and Purdy on Saturday then?
That is the expectation. Okay. Yeah. I mean, those are the, you know, Jimmy didn't even make the trip. You know, he hasn't been issued a playbook. He doesn't sit in on meetings. He's just kind of out there twisting in the wind. So the plan, my guess is maybe Trey Lance will go through pregame warmups, but yeah, they're not going to push him out there, especially with all the good work he's getting these 2 days. So I think you'll see, Nate Sudfeld start, maybe play the first half, and then Brock Purdy the second half.
Awesome, man. Hey, off you go. Enjoy Quantrez. Enjoy Minnesota. Enjoy the rest of your trip, buddy. And thanks for the time. Thanks for the live updates.
Okay. No problem at all.
That was
Have
great.
Fun, guys.
Thanks, Matty. See you, bro.
Matt Maiocco live. Practice.
Yeah, there we go. Quantrez. That's all I can say. It's all I can hear. It's all I can think.
It's interesting. When they put him on their practice squad, when they signed him as an undrafted free agent, I did notice it. And I was like, hey, I know that guy.
Well, I guess that's how you get noticed. You go out there and start making plays like a lunatic.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.